Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. Have you ever started something and then wondered why you quit? And then you start something else and you're like, you quit. Well, today I'm going to talk about why you may be giving up too soon. And actually, that does impact your confidence. And if you stay until the end, I've got an extra point for you then as well. Now, I was doing a lot of development work the other day and going deep into one of my really good programs I'm doing from a guy called Peter Sage. And the answer kind of like hit me in the face when I was doing some questions and reflection for myself. And I started thinking about all the things I'd done in my life and why sometimes I just gave up on something too soon or went from thing to thing. Like I remember doing so many different sports, trying different things at university, for example. It's like football, didn't go to plan, athletics, and then a different type of football. And then it was dodgeball, and then it was rowing. Well, it's rowing then dodgeball, I think, actually, whatever order it was. And I was jumping a lot from them, right? I can remember giving up like too early in when I'm dating a girl, right? That would give up too early. I can remember in football, it'd be like, right, just like stopping when I was developing myself. And then maybe I had one or two hard games. And this is what I've realized why we give up too soon. Because when things get hard, it brings forward the fear that we're not enough. And as human beings, we want to move away from that as soon as possible. It's a huge pain because it comes down to the fear of not being lovable and therefore threatens our existence in our survival brain. Crazy, I know, but just feel that for yourself, right? Maybe it's something you quit too soon. Like maybe it's a business idea you started and you're like, it's a bit hard, it's tricky. What's the real reason that you didn't love it, or was the real reason that you were finding it a little bit hard? And then if you drill into it, was it because you felt like, it'll actually bring up maybe my insecurities and flaws and therefore show I'm not enough, right? Because, I've certainly been there. At some level, I genuinely believe if we want to do something, and of course, there's sometimes it's just not in alignment with us anymore. And you'll know that if you honestly sit with yourself, you'll know what's true for you or not. But at some level, why I've quit something too soon is because of the fear of not being enough if I didn't look very good in it or it wasn't going to plan, right? As humans, we try to go for comfort, but comfort doesn't really grow us. So therefore we go back to our familiarity and things like that. That's why loads of people just stay in unhappy relationships or whatever, because it's like, well, if I leave, it will show the fear, it might show that I'm not enough, or I try something new, that won't work. Or it's like, if I leave this job, this safe job I've got, what if I try something new and I get fired or it doesn't work out? Oh, well, and then subconsciously your mind's going, well, that's showing the fear, not enough, therefore not lovable. It's crazy how it works, right? So just see if that's true for you, because it's probably not doing you any good in terms of your growth. Right, so here's a few bits of guidance for you. The first one, ask yourself, be very clear on what you want and why you want it. You've got to be crystal clear on why you want something, not just like, it looks like a good idea, or I saw so-and-so on Instagram with like a million followers and a flash new car, and therefore that's why I want to do it. Because sometimes subconsciously we get that message sent and we don't even realize it's not our own idea. So be very clear in answering why you want something. So you want to be an author. Why? You absolutely love expressing. You get so much energy and joy for writing on the page. I'm saying this because this is me. And you just like expressing that and sharing that in the world. That's a very good why. That's a very effective like message to share with people, right? As opposed to, it'll make me look good, I'll look more significant. Again, that's not a very good why. And sometimes you have to be honest with yourself. So again, it's about being clear on what you want. Second one, make it very simple and sustainable what you're doing every day. So if it's writing, rather than like putting yourself, like writing a book, I'm just going to use this example, rather than setting yourself to write 1,000 words a day, might be a bit too intense, maybe set yourself 50 to 100 words a day, right? And it's just getting the words down, right? And then you like cut it down even smaller, it's just 50 words a day, right? And you celebrate, make sure you you celebrate that. That's the third step, which I've skipped ahead, but making sure it's sustainable, because if you put something too intense, you'll be like, oh, I haven't done it. Oh no, I'm never going to do this. And then the mind starts kicking in and makes you want to give up, because it does bring up that fear again of not being enough. So make it simple and sustainable. And like I was saying, I kind of went a bit on a tangent there. Celebrate every time you do something, because that's going to make you want to do more of it. Pat yourself on the back, smile, and say yes every time you do something. Okay, my extra point I want to share, it's a very simple one again, but not a lot of people don't do this. Get a coach or mentor in your corner, because when you got someone who's really going to challenge you, call you out on your lies of like, this just isn't for me, when it's like, is it not for you? Or is it just that you've got a little bit fearful, or things have gone not well? I guess it's just been a hard week. Well, what's that telling you? Well, I don't like it being a hard week, because then that's, you know, not, I don't look so good. Okay, and what's that doing for you? Well, it's showing me that I'm not very talented. And what's that bringing up for you? And it might get a bit emotional, but a good coach or mentor is really going to drill out that truth from you. And when you can start seeing what it is, you can see it's like that fear of not being enough, not being lovable, then that's really going to see the truth for what it is, and therefore you're able to work through it. If you're not honest with yourself, you can't move forward. And a good coach or mentor will help you see that. So that's what I got for you today. I wanted to talk about the number one reason I personally believe that people give up on things. It's because when things get hard or things get a bit more difficult, the fear that we're not enough comes up, right? So I appreciate you for being here. You're improving other people's lives by being the best you. And remember, you're in control of your own self-esteem and confidence.